This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Jamaican health officials are warning residents to watch out for crocodiles displaced by the storm and flood effects from a powerful hurricane. Melissa made landfall in Jamaica as a Category 5 system, killing three people in the country, and has been downgraded to a Category 4 hurricane. It is now headed towards Cuba and then the Bahamas. Michael Brennan is the director of the National Hurricane Center in the US. He says the weather data shows the impacts of the storm will be felt in Jamaica for quite some time.
The potential for destructive winds and damaging winds likely to continue across Jamaica this evening, especially on the north coast, especially in the areas of high topography. We still have tropical storm conditions across the island, hurricane warning in effect, additional rainfall across the island leading to isolated storm totals as high as 30 inches. So stay in your safe place, stay in a safe shelter overnight in Jamaica, and listen to any guidance you get from your local officials about when it might be safe to venture out.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has praised Malaysia's leadership in hosting the 5th ASEAN-Australia Summit in Kuala Lumpur. During the summit, the leaders issued a statement on conflict prevention and crisis management. Mr. Albanese says the document highlights the collective responsibility to secure peace, security, and prosperity in the region.
Above all, Australia's partnership with ASEAN is anchored in deep trust between our nations and enduring friendship between our peoples. Just as our region's prosperity has been created through shared opportunity, our security depends on our collective responsibility and our shared agency. We cannot succumb to the fatalism that assumes that our future is predetermined.
Pope Leo XIV has called for an end to wars in a ceremony with other religious leaders at Rome's Colosseum. Together with Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, Protestant, Anglican, and other religious leaders, Pope Leo lit a candle for peace and prayed for the end of violence.
We must ensure that this era of history, marked by war and the arrogance of force, come to an end soon and a new story begins. We cannot accept that this era endures any longer, that it shapes the mentality of peoples, that we become accustomed to war as a normal course of human history. Enough. It is the cry of the poor and the cry of the earth. Enough.
Australians are being urged to check if they have unclaimed superannuation. The Australian Tax Office says 7 million Australians have lost or unclaimed super totaling $17.8 billion. That figure represents an increase of $1.8 billion over the last financial year. Assistant Treasurer Daniel Molino says Australians should aggregate their super into one account to ensure they are not worse off in retirement. The Socceroos will travel to the United States to play against Venezuela and Colombia next month. The game against Venezuela on November 14 will be only the second time the two sides have ever met. The game against Colombia is set for November 18. The team is ranked 13th in the FIFA World Rankings and will be one of 48 countries competing at the FIFA World Cup next year. And that's SBS News in Easy English.